And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 30th of March, 2010. It's the birthday of the novelist John Hassler, born in Minneapolis, 1933, best known for his first novel, Staggerford, which came out in 1977. His most recent, called The New Woman, also set in the fictional town of Staggerford. Hassler grew up in Plainview, Minnesota, started working at the local grocery when he was 11. He said, "I've always thought of the Red Owl grocery store in Plainview, Minnesota, as my training ground, for it was there that I acquired the latent qualities necessary to the novelist, namely the fun of picking the individual out of a crowd and the joy of finding the precise words to describe him. I dare say nobody ever got more nourishment than I did out of a grocery store." It's the birthday of Vincent van Gogh, born in Zundert, Holland, in 1853, deeply religious as a young man, went off to do missionary work in Belgium in the coal mines. One day decided to give away all of his worldly possessions and live as a peasant. But his religious superiors thought he was having a nervous breakdown, and they kicked him out of the mission, and he had to go home. Van Gogh wrote in a letter to a friend, "They think I'm a madman because I wanted to be a true Christian," and it was then that he started to draw and to paint. It was on this day in 1867 the United States agreed to purchase Alaska from Russia for $7.2 million. Russia had had it for about 125 years. President Andrew Johnson, Secretary of State William Seward negotiated it, and the American people, by and large, were not sold on the idea of buying frozen tundra until the great gold rush in the 1890s. People headed north to try to strike it rich and then settled in as fishermen and miners, trappers, and producers of minerals. And in 1968, they discovered gold in the far north at Prudhoe Bay. A pipeline was built, and now the area near Prudhoe Bay is the largest oil field in the United States. Here's a poem for today by Ann Pearson Wise, entitled Profile of the Night Heron. In the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, the night heron is on his branch of his tree, blue moon curve of his body, riding low above the pond, leaves dipping into water beneath him, green and loose as fingers. On the far shore, the ibis is where I left him last time, a black cipher on his rock. These birds, they go to the right place every day until they die. There are people like that in the city, with signature hats or empty attaché cases, expressions of private absorption fending off comment, who attach to physical locations a storefront, a stoop, a corner, a bench, and appear there daily as if for a job. They negotiate themselves into the pattern of place, perhaps wiping windows badly for a few bucks, clearing the stoop of takeout menus every morning, collecting the trash at the base of the walk, don't walk sign, and depositing it in the garbage can. Even when surfaces change, when the mom-and-pop store becomes a coffee bar, when the park benches are replaced with dainty chairs and a pebble border, they stay, noticing what will never change, the heart prick of longitude and latitude to home in on, the conviction that life depends every day on what outlasts you. A poem by Ann Pearson Wise, Profile of the Night Heron, from Floating City, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of poetry everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.